In 1978, the reform and opening policy was adopted all over China, including Nansan. It meant that the industrious and persistent Nansan people stepped out the first step toward beautiful future too. With the care from the central government and local government, Nansan peoples united as one, struggled hard, and made Nansan, which used to be a barren and desolated village, become a vital, wealthy, and civilized city. The present Nansan Group is a large-size private shareholding group, which includes 3 economic parks, over 20 residential areas, more than 60 enterprises, and many financial institutions. It has set up subsidiaries in many countries and regions, such as Australia, the United States, Canada, etc. in the world. It ranks in the front of the top 500 enterprises in China due to its strong competitive power. In 1978, the reform and opening policy was adopted all over China, including Nansan. It meant that the industrious and persistent Nansan people stepped out the first step toward beautiful future too. With the care from the central government and local government, Nansan peoples united as one, struggled hard, and made Nansan, which used to be a barren and desolated village, become a vital, wealthy, and civilized city. The present Nansan Group is a large-size private shareholding group, which includes 3 economic parks, over 20 residential areas, more than 60 enterprises, and many financial institutions. It has set up subsidiaries in many countries and regions, such as Australia, the United States, Canada, etc. in the world. It ranks in the front of the top 500 enterprises in China due to its strong competitive power.